From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
And what about our borders? What about our testing? What about our numbers, eh?
Yeah, bit of a coronavirus update this morning, Mike, because, you know, the last couple of weeks, we've been focused on our sort of current economic state in New Zealand, haven't we? You know, what's going to happen with employment, what's happening with the general economy. We had GDP numbers, how are individual companies reacting to it? Our economy is opening up, and obviously plenty to focus on domestically, not least the fact that this is all unfolding within the spectre of a general election in 89 days, Mike, 89 days. So we've been rattled a bit with news of new coronavirus cases coming into the country, courtesy of New Zealanders returning or coming into quarantine. But the thing is, Mike, I think this is just a stark, and there's an economic argument going on here. There's a stark reminder that the path we have chosen of eradication, by its very nature, requires very strict border controls. So from an economic point of view, it raises the uncomfortable question of how or under what circumstances do we ever open the borders again? I mean, how do we do that? And it also reminds us that this pandemic is raging around the world. So look, I'm not a doctor, Mike, but it's not a medical opinion. But I do sort of, this is a continuation of my thesis, that what we have to accept is that the length of the economic disruption to us has as a major input how the rest of the world handles the pandemic. So if it takes longer for the world to get the pandemic under control, that impacts on us. So it illustrates things like how hard even a trans-Tasman bubble is going to be. Remember, we were only talking about this, what, a week or two ago, Mike, the Trans-Tasman Working Group, confident that we get that bubble created within 3 months, I think. Well, the events of last week now sort of throws a reasonable amount of doubt on that. And the global update, yes, I know you've just talked about things opening up, but I hate to be a realist, but if I look at the numbers from the last two days, we've had a record number of global new cases. In the US, 2 days of over 30,000 new cases. Florida, 3 record days in a row. Texas, 5 days dwarfing the record previous numbers. Russia is flatlining with a very high level. Brazil, they had 55,000 cases a day or two ago. Now, admittedly, there was a catch up there, but India, Mexico, they're both going exponential at the moment. So this pandemic is raging, and it just as feeds into that question of how do we get our economy back up to speed while this is happening outside.
Very good point. What happened Friday at the market, Saturday our time, that ended down, is that right?
Yeah, it ended a bit weaker on Friday night. So not huge. The Dow's down 0.8%, and the S&P 500 down 0.56%. And it still finished up on the week. But the thing is, Apple did to the market what Trump tweeting about trade couldn't do. And I'm not sure if we mentioned the Trump tweet, which sort of sent a shot across the US-China trade bows last week. He said, you know, look, he can still tear up the sort of trade deal. But an Apple announcement smooked the market a little bit, because Apple sends a bit of a proxy for what's going on in the consumer space, sort of a barometer of spending. Well, they're talking about now reclosing or shuttering up stores. And no, not in China, but in the good old US right at home. So they had been reopening stores. Well, they've had to stop that now. They're now closing stores in Naples, Florida. There's a couple in Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona. And that's due to the case increases across the South and the West. Now, Mike Pence, the vice president, he said concerns about a second wave outbreaks were, well, overblown. But look, this isn't a big deal for Apple. I mean, physical store sales only account for up 8% of their total annual turnover. But it's more a signal it's sending on the reopening hopes that it's not all rosy.
Give me some numbers.
The Dow Jones closed 25,871, down 208 points. S&P 500, 3097, down 18 points. The Nasdaq gained 3, closing at 9946 on Friday. The FTSE 100, 6292, they gained 1.1%. The Nikkei, 22,478, up 123. Shanghai Composite up 28, that's just under 1%, 2967. The ASX 200 quiet up 6 points, 5942. And we gained about a quarter of a percent on Friday, up 29 points, 11,254. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US, 0.6401, 0.9374 Aussie, 0.5730 Euro, 0.5181 pounds, 68.4 yen, Gold a little bit stronger, $1,743.87. Brent crude holding up above 40, $42.19.
Fabulous start to the week. We'll see you Tuesday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.